I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Sunday for rejecting what he's calling a compromise to end the record 30-day partial government shutdown with $5.7 billion for his barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border and 3 years of protection against deportation for hundreds of thousands of immigrants. Mr. Trump offered his plan in a speech on Saturday, but Pelosi called it a non-starter before he spoke. Vice President Mike Pence in a Fox News Sunday interview said the president is willing to compromise.
What the president offered was a good faith compromise to address what is a genuine humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border and end the government shutdown.
Also on Fox News Sunday, Representative James Clyburn says President Trump has to get federal workers back on the job before the Democrats will negotiate.
Open the government up right away. Let's not hold the American people, especially the federal workers, hostage to these negotiations. And hopefully we will open with what he has put on the table. And let's go back and forth on this and see where we can find common ground.
On ABC's This Week, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand shared the same sentiments.
If he really wants to work on comprehensive immigration reform, open the government and then sit down with Democratic leaders to actually work on the stuff that needs to get done.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he plans to bring Mr. Trump's proposal to a vote in the coming days, although he will need some Democratic support to win approval. 800,000 workers, furloughed or forced to work without pay, are set to miss their second check next Friday. Many public services are unavailable to Americans during the closure. Students at a Kentucky Catholic school who were involved in a video showing them mocking Native Americans after a Washington rally could face expulsion. In a joint statement, the Diocese of Covington and Catholic High School apologized and said they are investigating. This is VOA News. Congo's capital was